Good day, ladies and gentlemen, to the Zupa LLC Strike Force Melendez versus Healy. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ryan Graub. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I thank everyone for taking time out of the day to join us on the call. As a reminder, the event airs live on Showtime at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, with a takeaway on the West Coast on Saturday, September 29th, from the Power Balance Pavilion in Sacramento, California. Additionally, four prelims will be shown on Showtime Extreme beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific, also with a tape delay on the West Coast. Today on the call, we're joined by the current Strikeforce lightweight champion, Gilbert Melendez, as well as his opponent and number one contender, Pat Healy. Additionally, we're joined by our co-main event participants, John Vellante and Guto Innocenci, who are scheduled for a light heavyweight bout. This time, I'd like to turn the call over to Strikeforce CEO, Scott Coker.
Thanks, Ryan. I also would like to thank the media for attending today's conference call. I'd like to thank Showtime Television, our broadcast partner. We're excited to be in the Sacramento area for the first time. This is a market we've always wanted to go to, and we're excited to be at the Power Balance Pavilion. It's going to be another amazing Strikeforce card, top to bottom. I'd like to thank Gilbert Melendez, current lightweight world champion, and Pat Healy for taking this fight. I wish both of you guys good luck. That's going to be an amazing night of fights, and tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com and at Strikeforce.com. And if you're not in the Sacramento area, just tune in to Showtime. It's going to be another amazing event. At this time, let's just open it up for questions.
We'll take our first question from Richard Hunter with KRLD FM Radio Dallas.
Yeah, hi. A couple of questions. First for Scott Coker. Scott, obviously Strikeforce has been the recipient of a ton of very positive attention surrounding the women's division with what's going on with Ronda Rousey recently. I know we have another ladies' fight on this card. Moving forward, because of all of that positive attention, would you say that there's a concerted effort to make sure that the women are featured in at least one fight on every major Strikeforce card moving forward?
Well, what I will say this is that, we've always supported the female division. I think that, it's noted that we were the first sanctioned female fight in the state of California with Gina Carano fighting Elena Maxwell back in 2006 in December. And, we've always had, had the women's back, so to speak. And I think that's going to continue. I think it does great ratings on Showtime. I think they're very happy with the female fights. Personally, I think it's amazing. It's to me, the women should always... there shouldn't always be the eye looking at them saying, oh, should they fight? Should they not fight? These girls are amazing athletes. They deserve to fight. But in saying that, I also think that we have some four amazing athletes on the call today, and would really like to stick to the championship fight and the end of card fights for the Sacramento card.
All right, and my second question along those lines is for Pat Healy. Pat, for quite some time now, you've been establishing yourself as a contender that could not be ignored. And with Gilbert Melendez over the last year or so, there was a lot of talk about, would he maybe go to the UFC, would he not? All of that is obviously quieted down. Did any of that have an effect on you or any of the other lightweight fighters that you may know in terms of all of that attention that was being focused on that? Did you feel slighted in any way? And has it kind of, do you feel like it's kind of calmed down and everything's come back within the promotion as it probably should be?
No, I mean, I don't feel slighted by that anyway. I mean, the UFC is still the most popular organization out there. So anything that, like a match between a Strikeforce champion and a UFC fighter would be great promotion for anybody in Strikeforce. So I didn't feel slighted by that. And, I think it's, there's tons of good lightweights in Strikeforce that, can keep the champion busy.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll go on to our next caller, Matt Bishop with Detroit News.
Hi, I got a question for Pat. Pat, I know you've been working with a sports psychologist for a little while. Can you explain when you started doing that and why?
Matt Lindland put me in touch with him. He was somebody he worked with in the past. I was a little wary to begin it, but, the guy, Dr. Steve, is a great fit. Me and him have become good friends, and he's right up my alley. He's my type of person, so it just was a good fit, and, we just continue the relationship, and I think when you hear guys like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods talking about how they train the mental game. I think there's a, you know, you gotta do it. And that's a big part of the game.
So what do you guys kind of do together? Can you take us through kind of what you do and if he's got you doing anything in particular?
I mean, a lot of visualization, meditation, that type of thing, you know, moving meditations, everything to just, you know, kind of mentally prepare you for a fight. And, you know, our sport boils down to one night. We put in lots of work for one night, so you got to have everything clicking. And, you know, I think that training the mental side definitely helps it.
Now, a question for Gilbert. Gilbert, with kind of the run that Pat's been on, are you surprised that you are as big of a favorite in this fight as you are?
You know, I don't really pay attention to the favorites too much. People put it past me since, you know, I see it online a little bit and people are telling me about it. But yeah, man, you know, like I appreciate the confidence in the bookies. Sometimes they're better than the people who make the rankings and the journalists out there. They usually pick it right. So, you know, I'll take it as a compliment, but, you know, I'm not underestimating Pat at all. I think he's a tough dude, but I think I am favored to win.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question from Heidi Fang with MMA Fight Corner.
Hi, my first question is for Gilbert Melendez. You've had 10 championship bouts in Strikeforce, and this will be your 11th. That being said, you said that you didn't think you performed to the best of your abilities in your last few fights. How do you improve from what you've already accomplished in your career?
You know, just always remaining a student in the sport. You know, sometimes things get stale or you know, you hit like a plateau for a minute and you got to kind of reevaluate everything and you know, really, you know, use your brain and figure out how to evolve as a fighter or really how to improve as a fighter and point out your weaknesses. And when you're a champ, sometimes it's hard to do that to yourself. But you know, I found my motivation and, you know, and I'm a student of the sport and, you know, I just want to continue to learn and become a better mixed martial artist. I'm blessed with a really cool job and I just want to keep it going and keep learning and have a good time with it, you know, and test myself against new blood and new opponents. And, finding someone like Pat is a guy I look forward to fighting because, you know, he likes to come forward. He likes to fight. He's old school. I think I'm a little old school, and, you know, that motivates me.
Okay, thank you. The next question is for Pat. You actually haven't had a five-round fight in Strikeforce. How much have you prepared conditioning-wise to go the full five rounds with Gilbert?
Well, I took no time off from my last fight. I was right out with BJ Penn, helping him get ready for his fight. So I think I just built on what I already was at, and I've actually fought five rounds twice in my career, not in Strikeforce, so I know kind of what to expect. I know Gil pushes a great pace, so I really focused on that aspect of the game and putting it all together, so I think I'll be ready for five.
Okay. My next question is for Gian Vellante. I was curious, being that you started out with Strikeforce in the heavyweight Grand Prix as an alternate, and you actually fought at that weight. Is 205 going to be your new home now? I mean, since you've dropped there, you've gone 3-1.
Yeah, I think it is. It's definitely more of a natural fit for me. I mean, I like the heavyweight division, too. It's, you know, definitely more fun with the dyke. And, you know, nobody likes cutting weight. But and I was a wrestler my whole life and stuff, so it doesn't bother me too much. But 205 definitely seems like I've been performing better there.
Okay, thank you. And my last question for Guto and Asante. You've been training with Black Zillions now, and you have the benefit of having Jorge Santiago there with you at the Strikeforce event. How much of a benefit is that to you to have him there with you and have your teammates right there by your side?
I think it'll be great being there with him and see how he does on this fight. And I'm used to that, and I think everything will be great.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, and we'll continue on to Steven Morocco with MMAJunkie.com.
Hey, just a quick question for Gilbert. You mentioned that sometimes the media doesn't get it right when it comes to rankings and stuff like that. You're ranked high in a lot of in a lot of votes, but I'm wondering where you feel you stack up on the pound for pound list.
I guess I didn't mean rankings. I guess sometimes when they choose the winner, the fight is what I mean. Sometimes people pick the winners. For a long time, my boy Jake Shields was picked as a loser against like Robbie Lawler, against other guys, and people who make the lines knew that Jake was going to win, and he put the favorite. I guess that's what I meant, not necessarily rankings. But I feel like I've been around for a while, and I fit pretty good in the rankings. You know, if you look at my history, I've beat a lot of guys. I've traveled overseas, did some things, and at a time, I was the number one 145 pounder in the world before I went up to 55. So, you know, I think I'm up there. I don't know exactly what I am. And, you know, it used to be a bigger concern of mine, but not so much nowadays. But yeah, man, I feel like I'm up there. I feel like I can go up to 70s and hang with some of those guys as well. And but if need be, I can go back to 45s and be the number one guy there as well.
Actually, I ranked eighth on the pound-for-pound list with Yahoo. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, sure. I think that's fair. I mean, I don't know who's above me. You know, I don't know who's above me, but I'm sure it's debatable. You know what I mean? I can debate my case, but just to be in the top 10 pound for pound for someone like Yahoo, that's, you know, I'll take that as a compliment. You know, I guess I can be pessimistic about it and try to break things down and see who's in front of me, but I'll just take it as a compliment and leave it at that, you know?
How do you feel about your most recent performance against Josh? There were some boos in the crowd, and there was a little bit of controversy. How do you feel about it now?
I feel good about it. I don't think it was my best performance. I think Thompson's a tough guy. I think we know each other well. And, yeah, I hope, you know, San Jose booed because it was a close fight, and, you know, it was San Jose's town. And I think it went 0-3 that night until Cormier came in. So, yeah, you know, people boo when you're at their town, you know. It's a little hard because I usually don't get booed, and I, you know, I put my life on the line out there to put on a show. So, you know, it kind of hurt, you know, but it is what it is, and you know, I'm just moving forward on that. Josh is a tough dude, and I may have to fight him again if he keeps winning and things go the way they're going, you know. So, you know, it is what it is, and I'm just moving forward and trying to become better and trying to enjoy myself.
How would you feel about that? A fourth fight with him?
You know, if he earns it, I'm definitely down with it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'd be up for it. You know, it's something I was not looking forward to, like, right away or whatever. But, you know, when people say stuff, like, I'm definitely not scared of it. That's basically what I'm trying to say. You know, I'm definitely not scared of that fight.
And one more question, if I could. Where do you anticipate you'll have the most difficulty in this fight? Pat's got a little bit of height on you, not too much reach, but he's characterize it, you know, as a big lightweight. Where do you think you'll have the most, where do you think he presents the biggest challenge?
You know, I think he's a really good wrestler and a grappler. He has great submissions. He has long arms. He can take a hit. He can give a hit. He's throwing a lot of punches. You know, I think he's an underrated guy overall to the common people. I know I'm in for a battle. I actually think he's a really good mixed martial artist, you know, not, a lot of guys have strengths. I think his strength is mixed martial arts when he could put it all together. But definitely he's a big guy, and you don't want a big guy like that on top of you, you know, grinding away and trying to do submissions and having the hooks in on you or a crucifix on you. You know what I mean? You know, that's where I think he's the strongest, on top and grinding away at his grappling game.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. And we'll continue on and hear from Spencer Lazara with MMA Interviews.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, can you talk about how it is for you to keep motivated despite not fighting the big names that you've been on record as wanting?
Was that for me, Gilbert? Yeah, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
I was saying, can you talk about how it is to keep motivated despite not fighting the big names that you've been on record as wanting?
Oh, man, you know, first of all, like, Pat's a tough guy. I got mad respect for him. But, yeah, you know, you try to get the biggest matchup for yourself. And, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I mean, you know, the paycheck and my family, that keeps me motivated. You know, I want to stay relevant in the sport. You know, I think this is a very good job that I have. And, I want to keep excelling on it and stay on top of the payroll and, you know, and support my family. It's plain and simple. You know what I mean? I just just want some security in life, and fighting helps me do that. So that's what kind of keeps me motivated. Can't be losing and expect to get a pay raise, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Can you talk about how training with a guy like Jake helps? Seems like it would help a lot against a guy like Healy. Both guys have, a grinded out type of style.
You nailed it right there, bro. I got Jake Shields, and if anyone can replicate Pat, that's Jake. And I lock horns with a lot of guys, and the first thing I do when I lock horns, I say they got nothing on Jake Shields, and you wonder if someone's strong. Is he strong? Is he strong? But, is he going to be stronger? But no one's stronger than Jake Shields, and no one has a body lock like Jake Shields. No one has a top game like Jake Shields, and no one's as big of a grinder as Jake Shields. And he's a guy I've been training with a lot, and he's an 85-pounder, as well as the Diaz boys. And I'm lucky to have such great sparring partners. It makes me feel ready.
Yeah, has it been tougher now that he's made that move to 85?
Heck yeah, but, at the end of the day, it's good, but yes, heck yeah, it's definitely tough going with him, and especially when he's on top of me. When he's on top of me, it gets a little heavy and almost like a straitjacket, but I figured my way out of that straitjacket, and I'll do it against anybody.
Yeah, do you feel like speed is your biggest advantage in this fight?
Speed, yeah, I think that could be, but I'm not a runner, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, I don't want to get caught in, I'm not a stick and mover, I'm not going to be running from Pat Healy the whole fight, and I think that can just become a nightmare of being a guy who tries to stick and move. I'm here to fight, you know what I mean, and hopefully my speed does play a good role, but we're going to be locking horns, and speed will be a factor, but not the biggest factor.
Great. And for Pat, you had a tough time in the first round in your last fight. If anything, do you attribute that to?
Man, I've had a tough time in the first round of like my last 50 fights, I'm usually not a very quick starter. Something I work really hard on in this training camp, getting off to a good start. I mean, it's all the way I run. It's the way I do everything. I'm a slow starter. So, I mean, I don't really attribute to anything, but, I certainly worked on it, especially in mind for this fight.
Do you feel like then having it be five rounds is a benefit to you in this fight?
Sure. I mean, Gil pushes a good pace, but I'm pretty big, and if I can get my weight on him early, I think that'll make a big difference in the later rounds.
Great. And for Scott, can you talk about the decision to give Pat the title shot and just the rest of the lightweight division a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Pat has earned his way to get the shot. It wasn't just given to him. And if you look, I think he's on a 4-5. It might be that was a 5-fight win streak now.
Yeah,
there. But so Pat's on quite a win streak right now, and so he's earned his way back to the title. And I tell you, he's a big lightweight that is going to be a great matchup for Gilbert.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. And we'll go on to Michael Mardonis with MiddleEasy.com.
Hey, Gil. My question is for you. I was wondering, you were talking about how stacked your camp is. Have you brought anybody in from outside or anybody special?
I haven't brought anyone special in, but we have people come by all the time. We have some great fighters. Josh Neer stepped in. He came by, and I was able to lock horns with him. And then I forget his first name. Garza stopped by, and I got to get some training. So some UFC fighters, 70-pounder, 45-pounder, a good look. I was in Lodi last Wednesday, going heads up with Nate Diaz, sparring just boxing. He was just Andre Ward's sparring partner for the Chad Dawson fight. So he was in great boxing shape, and it's great for me like that. As well as I think Rick Story's in town too, and he's going to be at the gym training a little later, and probably lock horns with him. I have an elite group of people. I got Travis Lee, a great wrestling guy, four-time All-American, two-time national champ. He's my wrestling coach, and just a great, great bunch of youngsters in the scrap pack all around. So I really don't need to go outside. You know what I mean, Lazy? I got a great team already around me, and we keep it close. We're a close family, and we try to keep our secrets within and push each other, and we're lucky.
Sounds like El Nino Training Center is doing just fine. You also mentioned 145. What even made you whisper that?
You know, people ask me if I can make that all the time, and you know, and it's and yeah, I can make it. You know, that's the answer basically, and you know, and the pound for pound thing came up. I was, you know, number one at 45s at a time, and you know, and I just brought that up as well. But yeah, I'm up for everything. You know, I'm just up for some excitement in my career, and you know, I got some excitement in front of me in this next week, and you know, I'll take it after then. But you know, I'm just never rule anything out.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one. We'll go on to Brian Hemminger with MMAMedia.com.
Yeah, my question's for Gilbert. It came out that Pat Healy did some work with your good friend Josh Thompson in the lead up to this fight. So what are your thoughts that working with the guy that you're so familiar with?
My thoughts are Josh wants me to lose pretty bad is what it sounds like. but, yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Josh is a different style than Pat, and I'm sure you got some good tips from him. And that's cool. You know what I mean? You know, that's cool. I don't know. I mean, you know, do what you know, that's neat. You know, you guys have to fight each other one day, too. I learned my lesson like that. You know what I mean? You have to, it's hard. It's the conflict of interest to be training with people you're going to fight eventually. And I cut that out a long time ago. But yeah, man, that's cool. You probably learned some tips, and that's nice. But you never really know until you lock horns with someone. You know, I think I know Pat, but until I lock horns with him, then I'll really know Pat. And it's about to get real close on the 29th, and we're gonna fill each other out and all that. But yeah, man, you know, Josh wants to help him. That's fine. You know what I mean? I don't really care. You know, and hope it helps.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. And we'll now hear from John Pettit with Rebellion Media.
Yes, I guess this question is for both of you guys, Gilbert and Pat. How do you guys see the lightweight division and Strikeforce laying out and what it looks like in the future? Why don't you go first, Pat?
You know, I think there's a lot of good athletes in there, you know. I think it's only getting better, you know. They seem to be still bringing people in, so it's, I'd say it's one of the toughest divisions in Strikeforce for sure.
Gilbert.
Yeah, I agree with Pat, man. You know, I think that I've always thought the division was tough. You know, sometimes you try to ask for something in your best interest. You know what I mean? And that's what's happened. But by far, I think Jorge Masvidal can beat plenty of guys in the UFC. And as much as I want to say it, I think Josh Thompson as well, man. I think he can beat a lot of guys in there. I think he's amazing. And I say the same about Pat. I think he can beat a lot of guys. He actually has beat a lot of guys that have been in the UFC. And you know what I mean? And you know, we just got to keep fighting and grinding and proving it. You know what I mean? I think we have a talented division. And you know, I'm proud to be a part of Strikeforce and the 155-pound division. And I'm proud to be the champ of a tough division. And you know, we just got to keep working to get that respect. You know what I mean? And I think we all will. And, you know, I think we have a tough division, and I think we could beat a lot of those guys in the UFC. I mean, a lot of them.
All right, and just one last question for Pat. We guess they mentioned that Thompson came in to, you know, help you train. Did you bring anybody else in for this camp?
Well, I mean, I didn't really bring him in. I was in Hawaii training with BJ, and he came out to train with BJ too. So it's not like I went out of my way to bring him in. I was just... You know, BJ, his camp out there is like my second home. You know, that's as much as my teammates is, you know, the guys here at Team Quest. So I'm always going to be going out there. I'm always going to be training with those guys. And BJ always brings in a lot of different people. So Josh just happened to be one of them.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck to everybody on the 29th.
And Steven Morocco with MMA Junkie has our next question.
Hey, just a quick one for Scott, a little bit off topic. Is Strikeforce going to have a show? Is Strikeforce going to have a show in December, or is it going to go to January for the next show?
You know what, Steven, it hasn't been announced yet, but if you want to give me a call offline, I'm more than happy to talk in detail about that.
Okay. And just, do you have any sense of how things are between, what's the status right now of the relationship between Strikeforce and Showtime, and whether or not Strikeforce might be returning for Showtime for another year after this the current deal expires?
I mean, what I can say is that, look, you know, we have put on some great fights, and I think the ratings are great, and Showtime's looking for great ratings and great product, and I think that Strikeforce delivers in all those categories. But that's something, again, we can have an offline conversation about that.
All right. Thanks very much.
As a final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's *1 for any additional questions. We'll go to Corey Smith with MMANonstop.com.
Hi, guys. I had a question for both of you and then one question for each. First, you know, injuries are a big topic in MMA right now. I was wondering what each of you do to train full tilt but also manage, kind of minimize any kind of accidents in training camp.
I guess I'll answer that first. It's kind of hard to do that, you know, and you just try not to think about it, and you just want to keep training hard, and you just got to cross your fingers and of course take the proper repercussions to heal and everything, but sometimes that stuff just happens, you know what I mean, and the sport's brutal, and you can plan on everyone fighting 4 times a year, you know, as a promoter, but until you get in the cage and do that, you know, you find out people get hurt and that stuff happens, and it's a lot of wear and tear on the body, but you know, basically just staying focused and training hard and not even thinking about it. The more you think about it is when they happen, when it happens, you know?
Okay. And Pat? Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with what Gilbert said. I mean, there's no way to prevent, you know, you just got to train and hope for the best and, you know, hope it works out and you go into your fight 100%.
Okay. And then Gilbert, you mentioned earlier that you kind of learned not to train with people that you might have a conflict of interest with down the road. Was that anyone specific, or is that something that maybe had been kind of imparted to you from other fighters?
Yeah, very specific. Josh Thompson.
Okay. I figured you were going
to just spar with them a little bit, you know, with the intentions of not fighting, but you know, not his fault or anything, but you know, the business, sometimes you got to fight each other and I don't think it was any ill will on anybody or anyone with malicious intent, but it's the way the business works, and you can't be showing everyone your goods or helping people improve, you know what I mean, and thinking you're going to help someone out, you know, because, you know, it comes back and you got to fight the guy, you know, it's just nothing personal, you know, it's just a conflict of interest. Some people handle it differently. You know, it's hard for me. I got to do what's in my best interest, you know, and, you know, some people can do it. I can't.
Definitely. Okay. Great. And, Pat, you've kind of been in your last few fights, you know, somewhat of an underdog in most of them. Is that something that motivates you, that you relish? And what kind of role does that play, you know, when you're training?
I mean, I think it's a motivating factor. I think I've been an underdog in pretty much every fight I've ever had, really. I mean, to be honest, I don't think I'm over trying to get people's respect. I'm over, like, you know, wanting the media's respect. It's not really a big deal to me anymore. And, you know, like I said, I think I've been an underdog in pretty much every fight I've ever had, you know, excluding maybe the last one, you know. So I think I've always done well in that situation, and really it takes the pressure off.
Definitely. Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much. Good luck.
And that is all the questions that we have today. I'll turn things back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank everyone for joining the call today. Again, Strikeforce Melendez versus Healy takes place live on Showtime at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Saturday, September 29th. Thank you for attending the call today.